This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Man Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of Sri Rajagopalachari, the first Indian Governor General of independent India, will replace the statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in the central courtyard of Rashtrapati Bhavan. Mr. Modi hailed Sri Rajagopalachari as one of the leaders who viewed power not as a position, but as a form of service.
राजा जी उन लोगों में थे जिन्होंने सत्ता को पद की तरह नहीं सेवा की तरह देखा. ब्रिटिश आर्किटेक्ट एडविन लुटियंस की प्रतिमा भी राष्ट्रपति भवन में लगी हुई थी. अब इस प्रतिमा के स्थान पर राजा जी की प्रतिमा लगाई जाएगी. राजा जी उत्सव के दौरान राजगोपालाचारी जी पर आधारित प्रदर्शनी भी लगेगी. ये प्रदर्शनी 24 फरवरी से 1 मार्च तक चलेगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. In a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. From AI to regional cooperation, the partnership between the two nations continues to reach new heights, he added. India strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramzan. In response to a media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. Maharashtra government has requested Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order a CBI investigation into the plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar last month. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai yesterday, Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis said Mahayuti government will ensure that all doubts regarding the plane crash are cleared. The Chief Minister said he has received a letter from NCP, an ally of BJP, seeking a CBI probe into the air crash, and spoke with Home Minister Amit Shah. Along with investigations by DGCA and state CID, there will be a probe by the CBI, he said. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the nation. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. The ministry added that around 18% of transplants are currently being performed using organs donated by deceased donors. Oman has confirmed that the United States and Iran will hold further talks in Geneva on the 26th of this month as tension between the two countries continues to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi announced the confirmation, with the Iranian Foreign Minister adding that Tehran is negotiating only nuclear matters at this stage, while expressing confidence that a deal can be reached. The U.S. Secret Service said it shot dead an armed man who breached the secure perimeter of President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence in Palm Beach, Florida. However, President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were at the White House in Washington at the time. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in their Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Opting to bat first, South Africa scored 187 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs, powered by David Miller's 63 off 35 balls and Tristan Stubbs' 44 off 24. And that is the end of this news bulletin.